Biggie Smalls had a really good lyric line that I liked. And it says, to all the ladies in the place with style and grace, allow, and I'm gonna end it right there. Allow me to say, muchas gracias, thank you, for all the ladies today, March 8th, Happy Women's International Day. Let's go. What is up, mi gente? Welcome to another video and episode. No matter if you're watching or listening, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Fuel Pasión Podcast, where you already know we immerse ourselves dentro de la cultura, we grow in our faith, and we are always making those conexiones. Why? In order to be able to fuel that of what you're getting after. My name is Noan El Boricua. I am the host here, and I'm excited because this is a special video where I want to say thank you and really just blessed to be able to have a very special group that's been in my life. Look, when we think about celebrating Women's History Month in the month of March, but when we think about internationally this day that is so special, it's really understanding all of you. Look, this is a video for all the ladies. Fellas, if you're listening, amazing. But to all the ladies out there, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for doing all that you do. Thank you for being that little girl that was willing to be creative, hardworking, willing to understand what it took to be able to get to where you're at today and to be able to be a great professional, a great entrepreneur, a great artist, a great mother, a great wife, a great friend, all of that. There is so much that I am so grateful for the women that are in my life. And I kind of wanted, look, I'm not going to be able to hit every single name here, but I wanted just to say in some kind of circles of bubbles of saying thank you. And again, I want to make this video as quick as I can because there's so much going on today. And really just this week and this month and really coming off an amazing month of February of just celebrating herencia within Black history and the excellence of that within our Black brothers and sisters. So I want to say when I think about my context of the bubble of my workplace, and many of you know where I work at, I'm grateful for all of the women, past and present, that are part of my circle. And I got to give a shout out to those that are really near and dear to me. And look, Mia Foote, you ideally got me to where I'm at today. Karen Gothard, I appreciate you because you saw something that you were willing to constantly challenge me. And then I think of like other people, right? I think of the Marguerites. I think of the Kellys. I think of Najia. I think of, you know, Andrea. I think of Aubrey. I think of all these different unique women and backgrounds that have been so amazing. I also think about in my workplace of like Mel, I think of Maricruz, I think of Andrea, I think of like Shalon, I think of like all of these amazing women, Vanessa, I think of Camila, I think of Cindy, you know, there's a couple different Cindys that I know at work. I'm grateful because when I think about my LA office team, and when I think about my world headquarters team, and when I think about the ERG, or what we know as within the Latino Friends Network, there are some amazing Latinas. There are some amazing women that I'm grateful to be able to share in the same space, to be able to learn from you, and to be able to be inspired by you because of who you are and how unique you are in the work that you do. I want to give a shout out to my church family in the big context of faith-based, right? I want to say thank you to my pastor's wife, Carolina. I want to say thank you to, you know, our sister, you know, no longer with us, but women like Ellen Bayo. Ah, I didn't want to get emotional. Yesenia Tarango. I want to say thank you to Alicia Luquin. And man, I didn't want to get emotional. But, these women of faith were so unique. They understood the power of womanhood. They understood the power of challenging both men and women, young and old, of just wanting to see us to get better. And what I tell people, grow in our faith. I'm grateful for them. I'm also grateful for, you know, the Priscillas. I'm grateful for the Melissas. I'm grateful for all of the amazing young ladies in my local church. Y'all are truly, truly unique, legendary young ladies that are only going to just change the game in the next couple years to come. And then I think of Vanessa Cruz and so many more within a faith-based context that I am so grateful for. And then when I think about just like my circle of like my family, you know, I think of my abuelita. I think of my mom. And look, it ain't all perfect, because even at the differences of my mom, I mean, a lot of people don't know the story, but my mom kind of like left us when we were young. And my dad had to bring us up, but then my dad, because he had to work, we were, you know, our grandmother took care of us. And I'm grateful because my grandmother really, you know, made me the man that I am today. She's the one that told me, make sure you smell good, make sure you have your accessories, a nice watch, some nice shoes. Like, always make sure that you have this unique day. And look, and I have something I want to tie in a biblical verse that I hope you could just hang on. Because for me, when I think of like the dedication, and I think of the hard work, and I think of the passion that you have, it's amazing. When I think of my family, I think of, you know, Nancy, my mother-in-law, Esther. I think of, you know, for me, my bedrock. You know, and again, I don't want to get emotional, but it's my wife, Felisa. Honey, I'm grateful for who you are, that not only did you navigate, a job, but that you ultimately, you wanted, your calling is to be a stay-at-home mom and to be a caretaker currently. Like, man, you are amazing. And I think for all of the women out there, young and old, to all the aspiring professionals, to all the women that are even, wives and actually mother and balancing, yo, it's next level. And I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you to like Lauren Gallo, who, you know, we never met each other, but just her insights and her challenges, and even like Daisy, of just seeing how she navigates this amazing journey with her son and just killing it at work. Like, there's so many. And I think this is why as people, we need to look around and appreciate it. And it's not just one day. It's not just a month. We know this is supposed to be every day. So I want to share this verse. And I think many of you in the church context will know where I'm going. And the word of God says that she is clothed with strength and dignity, and she laughs without fear for the future. And when she speaks, her words are wise, and she gives instructions with kindness. She carefully watches everything in her household and suffers nothing from laziness. Her children stand and bless her. Her husband praises her, that there are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all. All. Honey, that's you. And for many of the women that are watching, that's also for you to understand. The dignity, the strength, and the passion. We find that in Proverbs 31, verse 25 through 29. And my hope is, you know, as I'm thinking about this, it really highlights that you are all strong, wise, and dedicated. So many of you have worked so hard to where you're at today. And look, one thing that my abuelita always told me, and I've shared this many times, you got to fight, because she fought to be paid equally. And I saw the suffering my grandmother did. I saw the, you know, long days when she used to like talk about these days, how hard she worked and all that she did. That was my abuelita. And my hope is that for all of you that are watching and listening, understand that we need to honor women for their invaluable efforts and the positive impact that they have on society today. So gracias. Muchas gracias. Sigan pa'lante. And I'm grateful for all of the women. Look, I said a lot of names. I probably forgot a lot of names. And I apologize. But one thing I do know, keep being who you are. Strive for greatness. And continually inspire your loved ones. Inspire your friends. Inspire the community. Hey, and give us some pushback. Because we need to be reminded as well. That's the beauty of humanity. And that's the beauty who God created, that we get a chance to be able to see you ladies do and continue to do amazing things. What's the emoji? Just keep elevating. Keep doing that every day, every single day, but pay it forward. Thank you so much. I hope that this can at least give you a little bit of how much many of us that you may not hear this, but at least for me, I just want to say thank you. Honey, I love you. Keep doing what you're doing. And yeah, that's what we have. I wasn't supposed to record this video, but I was just inspired, just kind of seeing everything, hearing everything, and I just wanted to share this. So at the time of this recording, it is actually Friday, Fuel Passion Friday, to say thank you to the ladies. Check us out, fuelpasionpodcast.com. And as always, Mercies of Dentro de la Cultura, grow in your faith, and make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.